The title of this article is Glyphosate Immunity Bills, Big Chem's Latest Ploy to Evade Accountability. The subtitle is A Closer Look at the Science Bayer/Monsanto Want to Run Away From. State-based action alerts. What if the food on your table, the water in your glass, and even the air you breathe were silently poisoning you and your family? Glyphosate, the world's most widely used herbicide, has infiltrated nearly every aspect of daily life, from breakfast cereals to rainwater. Scientists have linked it to cancer, infertility, neurological disorders, and immune system dysfunction. Yet, instead of addressing these dangers, chemical giants like Bayer/Monsanto are pushing to make poor tea, themselves legally untouchable. A wave of state-level legislation in Georgia, North Dakota, Iowa, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Florida seeks to grant these corporations blanket immunity from product liability lawsuits. The ultimate goal is to gain immunity at the federal level. If these bills pass, Americans harmed by glyphosate exposure will have no legal recourse, allowing Big Chem to continue profiting while the public bears the cost in the form of chronic illness and suffering. The science buyer wants to ignore a growing body of independent research highlights the dangers of glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, the world's most widely used herbicide. Carcinogenicity. The International Agency for Research on Cancer, IIRC, classified glyphosate as probably carcinogenic to humans. Studies have linked glyphosate exposure to a significantly increased risk of many different kinds of cancer, including non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and leukemia. The authors of one study concluded that the effect of pesticide use on cancer incidence may rival that of smoking. Endocrine disruption, reproductive harm. Research shows glyphosate interferes with hormonal balance and fertility. It has binae detected in human seminal plasma, and this correlated with oxidative stress and DNA damage, raising fertility concerns. Neurological. Studies link glyphosate to neuroinflammation, mitochondrial dysfunction, and oxidative stress, factors contributing to conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Cellular and DNA damage. Glyphosate-based formulations induce DNA damage at low concentrations, raising concerns about their classification as carcinogens or mutagens. Liver and metabolic disorders. Studies associate glyphosate exposure with liver inflammation, fatty liver disease, and metabolic syndrome, particularly in children exposed early in life. Kidney and cardiovascular effects. Glyphosate exposure has been linked to renal toxicity and cardiovascular dysfunction. Chronic exposure may contribute to kidney disease, particularly in agricultural workers. Immune system impairment. Glyphosate affects immune function by disrupting phagocytic activity, lymphocyte function, and cytokine production. There is evidence that glyphosate may alter the gut microbiome, affecting immune regulation and increasing vulnerability to infections. Roots and levels of exposure. Glyphosate exposure is not limited to agricultural workers. Residues have been detected in food, water, and even human biological samples, showing how widespread contamination has become. The CDC reports that 81% of the U.S. population has detectable glyphosate levels in their system. Studies have found glyphosate in drinking water due to agricultural runoff, in the air and household dust from pesticide drift, and in commonly consumed foods such as grains, cereals, and produce. Alarmingly, children show some of the highest exposure levels, with glyphosate detected in breast milk and urine samples from non-farming households. This isn't just an issue for agricultural workers. We're all being exposed to this dangerous chemical cocktail. EPA's regulatory capture, a rubber stamp for industry despite overwhelming evidence, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, continues to downplay glyphosate's risks. Unlike the IRC, which relies on independent studies, the EPA primarily considers industry-funded research a blatant conflict of interest that mirrors the FDA's reliance on pharmaceutical company data. The result? A federal agency more focused on protecting corporate profits than public health. Follow the money. These immunity bills are being pushed by the very corporations that stand to gain the most. Bayer/Monsanto has faced thousands of lawsuits over Roundup. In fact, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was part of the legal team that won a massive settlement on behalf of Dwayne Johnson, a groundskeeper that died from cancer after using Roundup for years. At the time, RFK said, "This jury found Monsanto acted with malice and oppression because they knew what they were doing was wrong and doing it with reckless disregard for human life. This should send a strong message to the boardroom of Monsanto." That message was received, but instead of reforming their business practices, Big Chem is trying to twist the law to their favor. Bayer, Syngenta, and other chemical manufacturers have spent hundreds of thousands lobbying for these bills, flooding lawmakers' campaign coffers to secure their passage. This isn't democracy, it's regulatory capture at its worst. Big Chem wants to make it illegal for victims to seek justice, but we still have time to stop them. Help us fight back against corporate immunity for chemical polluters.